BVM for Bob Clark this morning. 96.3 News Radio, KQOB. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Whoa, look at this. Up 754 points right now. S&P 500 up 78 points. And the NASDAQ up 218 points currently. And with us now, Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. Pavlos, thanks for being with us this morning. And real quick,
ABV, great to be on with you. You're doing a great job. Always great to be talking with you this morning. How are you doing?
I know you're pretty lucky. You got me today.
I feel real lucky being with you. Yeah, this volatility will continue. You know, we saw an 1,800 point drop last week, and now we see the market up 700 points. Our listeners may ask, is the Fed going to keep printing money? You all know what the answer is. That right? The Fed is printing money like double steroids. Washington is about to pass a new stimulus bill. The Senate version is asking for $1 trillion. And not to be outdone, the House is asking for $3 trillion stimulus dollars. BV, I guess it's each version will go through a conference committee, and they'll decide how much money they're going to give the economy. But again, there will be disagreements on this bill, but they'll finally work out something just in time to pass for the unemployment benefits to run out at the end of July. Again, monetary policy, BV, is hand in glove with Wall Street's bull market, and there seems to be a disconnect with Main Street and Wall Street. And again, we're kind of still in this throes of this mini depression that we've been in, right?
Yeah, and how can the Fed and Washington keep printing money, racking up deficits? The Congressional Budget Office is projecting our deficit this year will be 18% of GDP. Is that sustainable?
Well, Brent, you know, BV, you and I kind of think, you know, hey, it's not sustainable, not forever. Nothing, you know, grows to the moon, right? But many folks have lost betting against the Fed. You've heard that saying, BV, that don't fight the Fed. And right now, Americans are worried about paying their debts off. And as long as they can do that, they feel good. Washington kind of feels the same way. As long as they can monetize the debt, Washington feels good. Again, interest rates are historical lows. The 10-year Treasury, BV, would you believe, is at 0.80.
Wow.
And there's $13 trillion of government debt that has paying a negative interest rate worldwide. Again, a low, stable dollar. Investors should invest in this market. And again, they'll be, invest accordingly. This is going to be a volatile market.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I know. It's kind of hard, right? Mm-hmm. One day it's up 18. They're down 1,800. The next day it's up 700 points.
Yeah.
Again, first of all, BV, we need to know what the prices are. We see that gas is rising at the pump, right? Even when oil was at negative $32 a barrel, they didn't pay us to fill up our tanks, right, BV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't pay us to fill up our tanks. Again, higher consumer prices mean higher consumer staples. Again, everything is higher at the stores we go at. Dividends and interest on bonds of those companies will be stable throughout this pandemic. Number two, BV, what we know is healthcare will continue to be top priority. Today we're hearing that there may be treatment for COVID, right? So that's why the market's on the rise. Again, this new stimulus bill that we passed is going to be weighing heavily on healthcare investments and finding a vaccine, and hopefully we'll have that vaccine sooner than later. Number three, decoupling of Wall Street and Main Street. Look for the opportunities. Rethink your investment strategy. Get rid of those investments that are lagging and not producing income. Look for rising stable income as a corner of your investment strategy. And BV, lastly, like I always say, right, see, gold is money.
Yeah.
Keep a portion of all your money in precious metals, just a portion, not all of it. Again, silver equities continue to rise. And again, we see metal prices like night follows day. BV, oil will follow gold. It always has. And again, we see the prices rising at the pump. So, of course, we've seen gold rise as well. Energy should be part of a diversified portfolio, right? Because we're not going to be driving solar cars anytime soon, right, BV?
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of energy, your office is hosting an energy Zoom meeting featuring Invesco SteelPath fund managers next Wednesday, June 24th, 2 to 3 p.m. And how do our listeners sign up for that meeting, and how do they contact you in the office this morning?
Yeah, BV, I know you're always interested in oil, right? That's our biggest
I bathe in it.
Revenue getter here in this state. So we're going to be talking about pipelines and natural gas and all the things that help our state. So during that Zoom meeting, you can call us at our office, 828-4068, or you can go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. You can sign up for the event using the event tab. And also, we add a new feature. If you'd like to set up an appointment with our team, just go onto the website again, myfinancialsense.com, and you can sign up for an appointment. And lastly, I'll mention you also dial us the old-fashioned way, BV, 828-4068. And lastly, I mentioned securities and investment advisory services are offered through SotereVisor Networks, and SotereVisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation, ABV. You know how I know things are getting better?
Yeah.
The Premier League is now in session in Great Britain, and so soccer's back. Spain was on basically yesterday, and so looks like also July 11th we'll see soccer here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
We may not be able to go to the stadium, but United will be playing, so
yeah,
excited about the summer.
That's definitely some good news. Pavlos, thanks for being with us.